World War III, Elon Musk, Twitter, drama updates, and an Italian social credit system. All of this and more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Let's dive in.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that gonna do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from RedPillLiving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to redpillliving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten-free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
So Italy has now announced the rollout of a dystopian social credit system, kind of like China has, in order to supposedly conserve resources, which is a very communist approach to protect us from ourselves. And it's the first of its kind in the EU. Compliant citizens will be rewarded for good behavior. We know where this ends up, with those who are not compliant being targeted and eventually no rights at all left to them. Those who participate in such a system are part of the problem. Compliant citizenry is exactly what we don't need. A massive peer-reviewed study out of Europe confirms what we already knew. Vaccinated people are more likely to get sick, specifically, in this case, heart inflammation requiring hospitalization, and 15 times more likely. That's just one study. We know that it increases a lot of other problems as well and causes a whole lot of new ones also. Apparently, President Trump is engaging in the newest drama. He will not come back to Twitter even if Elon Musk takes over, which he did. He bought it and apparently is already starting to unban some of the mainstream voices like Tucker Carlson. But I'm still banned. Elon Musk has a witch for a girlfriend. Looks like his mom was probably one too. And on top of all of that, he is involved in the Neuralink stuff, which is basically to put chips in us that allow us to be connected to computers. And if that's not enough, he's also protecting the lie that is space by taking over for NASA with his SpaceX deception. NASA was subject to FOIA requests, SpaceX is not. Therein lies the entire solution. SpaceX basically took over for the lie. It's all for the cameras, it's all fake, and there is no such thing. We are not going into space with any spacecraft. So I cannot trust Elon Musk, especially when we have seen just how floppy his past inventions were. The cars are still killing people, and the Cybertruck was a big fiasco. His working conditions were horrible, and most of the things that he produces are not very good quality. Yet we're supposed to believe the guy who brought us Cybertruck also brought us commercialized spacecraft. Russia's foreign minister Lavrov says that the danger of a nuclear war is serious, it is real, and it cannot be underestimated. NATO de facto entered a proxy war with Russia when they started to supply Ukraine weapons, Lavrov added. Just as I said, Russia would be fools to have not considered that to be an open act of war, proxy war or otherwise, and why would they restrict themselves to fighting a heavily defended Ukraine, which is filling up with NATO weapons, when they could be striking the soft, juicy capitals of their enemies who are providing those weapons? I mean, if I were a military guy, and you know, I've studied some of the tactics, I would go after the soft targets with my hard forces. I would not go after hard forces with hard forces. And that's straight out of Sun Tzu, Art of War. So it just doesn't make sense to fight exclusively Ukraine and not go after any of the other people that are involved in the proxy war from Russia's perspective. Maybe they don't want to fight on multiple fronts, but there's already a proxy war going on. Weapons are pouring in, and troops may be pouring in as well. We don't know yet. Although, according to French journalists that were in Ukraine, it's the U.S. running the show. So Poland has refused to pay Russia in rubles for its gas, meaning Russia is about to turn off the tap, and Poland is in a lot of trouble. In this relationship, Russia has all the power, and why would they accept other money that is not something that they can control, something that they're being sanctioned with? Why would they want to engage in the Western SWIFT system at all? For them, it's, well, gold, Bitcoin, and rubles at this point. Hunter Biden had to beg his dead brother's widow, Haley Biden, to get an HIV test during their affair. I mean, after selling us out to China and laundering all that corrupt money through Ukraine, what did they do? Knocked up a couple of hookers, decided to bang his dead brother's widow, made sure she got an HIV test because he's probably carrying every STD under the sun. Russia has warned that any UK support for attacks on Russian soil would trigger a proportional response, because basically what is going on is the rest of the world is trying to play war with Russia through Ukraine, and Russia's not going to have it. If they're going to be attacked or see weapons pour in from the UK or the US or wherever else, and those attacks spill over into Russian soil, they are going to retaliate against the UK and the US and whoever else. It's a matter of time, and we are looking at World War III here. They're just trying to soften Russia up by letting them go to war with Ukraine first. But this is World War III. Get ready for it. Now, the very same Democrats that tell us that it is Russia's fault that the gas prices are going through the roof, even though they were going through the roof before Russia invaded Ukraine, and now we need to raise our taxes in order to help pay for that inflation, in order to help fight inflation, they need more of our money, proportionally speaking. It's not like the elevated inflation taxes that they're already getting are not going up enough. Because as your income goes up, not enough, of course, but it will have to go up to pay for some of the increased cost of living. You know, it's sort of the trickle-down economics that they talk about. Well, what's left will trickle down in order to hire help, because it's getting to be a very competitive labor market, because no one wants to work, because they're giving out so much free money, and the little money that they get doesn't go very far. In order to incent workers, they're going to have to bring in more people through raising the wages. So it's a matter of time. So they're already going to be getting more tax money. Now they want a higher percentage of the tax money. Essentially, you're not going to have much left very soon, and that's exactly what they want. So when Chuck Schumer says the only way to reduce inflation caused by Russia, supposedly, we know it's the Democrats. According to John Durham's investigation, lying Adam Schiff, or little Adam Schiff as we know him, was involved in setting up and directing the Russia collusion sham with the media way back in July of 2016. He helped run the entire con, and he lied to perpetuate it even in Congress. Durham also has hundreds of emails between Fusion GPS and reporters, including their efforts to frame people like Carter Page. It looks like Russiagate is falling apart, and Durham is on the case. At this point, though, I think it's too little too late. The Department of Justice is wholly corrupted. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you found it to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and maybe even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Also, shop Patriot with our Patriot sponsor like redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state and get some really incredible alternative health products, vitamins, supplements, coffee, or even a bottle or two of our best-selling all-natural sleep formula, Sleepy Joe.